Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. And what a week we have. Oh, it's already started. I mean, not just because it's Monday, but because the planetary influences you can never escape. I will tell you the reason why in just a moment. Anyway, it's not all doom and gloom. So today we have a new moon in Aries, and this continues with the new beginnings theme of this time of the year. And this sort of energy of the Aries new moon could be the force behind some edgy impulses that need release. Also this week, on Thursday, we have an unusual and very intense aspect, and that is Jupiter square Pluto. So anytime there's a square or an opposition, they're known as hard aspects. And we use not so positive keywords. So I could say something like, when excessive Jupiter forms a square to fanatical and destructive Pluto. Things aren't going quite as smoothly as we had hoped. And of course, I just had an experience today that I'm still dealing with that I was just telling our producer Chris about. And it's definitely a Jupiter square Pluto moment. Spam and virus, probably more virus than something else, but dealing with 37,000 emails that came into my inbox today. So trying to deal with that manually is no fun. And that is definitely a Jupiter square Pluto example. But usually Jupiter square Pluto, I think of things on a much larger scale, but this is just affecting me in my small world here personally. It's a headache, it's a nuisance. And the Jupiter part of that is that the excess of the email, 37,000 plus emails, and the Pluto part is something that's out of our control, that we have no power over. It just happens to us. So we have to deal with it as best as we can. And, of course, a square always means challenges or friction or tension. And that's certainly what it is at the moment. Also with Jupiter square Pluto, it's about conspiracy theories as well, but I'll cover that a bit later on in the show. And also, the other headline of the week is communication planet Mercury moving into Taurus on Friday. Speaking of headaches, it is going to be the start of the retrograde cycle. Now, Mercury is not turning retrograde on Friday, but it moves into Taurus, and then I'll cover the dates later in the show, but it will turn retrograde in Taurus and then continue to move backwards through Aries all the way through May. But I'll give you specific dates a bit later on in the show. So, yes, we're getting touched by the Mercury retrograde, even though Mercury will not be turning retrograde until April 9th. But we might be feeling the effects now, and particularly where it affects your planets personally. And if you don't know where your planets are, be sure to get a free chart wheel on my website, and that's theastrologer.com/chartwheel. And then you can follow along each week and see how the planets are affecting you. So we all get affected in different ways. And so the new moon I'm going to start with, today's new moon is in Aries, and it's at 7 degrees Aries. So this affects everybody, of course, but it affects the fire signs, and that's Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. And I'm going to even narrow that down further, and it's going to affect Aries born in March, Leo's born in July, and Sagittarians born in November. So that's very specific without using a birth time or birth date that I can give you. But new moons affect everybody. A new moon means the start of something. And of course, with any sort of start, you need to make sure that things are completed. So, for example, you're in a relationship and it might not be going so well, and you sort of got one foot in, one foot out, wondering what you should do. You meet someone new, you want to start a relationship with someone new, but really you need to end the current or previous relationship before you can have the new beginning or the new relationship. That's the best example I can give you. And one that comes to mind because I just did a reading, and that was the issue of the person I was reading for, fittingly enough, on the new moon. So just remember, new moons are all about beginnings and new cycles. Last week was the start of the astrological new year. If you tuned into last week's show, I talked all about the equinox. The spring equinox if you're in the northern hemisphere, and of course the autumn equinox if you're in the southern hemisphere. And so that's all about new beginnings. The start of the new astrological year was on the equinox, start of spring, first day of Aries. And now, a week later, we have the new moon in Aries. So again, the theme of this time of year is all about new beginnings and starting fresh. So the new moon, which happens typically once every calendar month, always presents an opportune time for new starts and beginnings. And so if you look up in the sky with a new moon, you should not see any moon at all. So a new moon represents that the sky is dark except for the stars, and you should not be able to see the moon at all. Whereas in 2 weeks' time, the moon will be full. So it's really amazing to see the moon grow day by day till we get to the full moon. So we can slowly see it progressing toward the illumination of the full moon. Now, moon controls the tides on Earth, but in astrology, it is about our subconscious mind. It's about how we take care of ourselves, how we take care of others, our day-to-day life. So with the moon, it's all about our emotions. That's why there's a lot of fantasy or stories made up around the new moon, or not the new moon, the moon in general. And of course, with the full moon, I always say each month when I'm talking about the full moon, werewolves howling at the moon, which I've never seen myself. Does it exist? I don't know. Sometimes where there's smoke, there might be fire. So with the new moon, which is happening, let me see my calendar. Oh, it's happening at 7:50. That looks like 7:57 p.m. Pacific time. And so if you're on the East Coast, it is 10:57 p.m. tonight. So a good ritual for a new moon is setting your intentions for what you want to have manifest for the coming month. So there's a new moon once every calendar month, the start of the new cycle. And on that note, we're going to take a short break, but stay tuned and I'll talk more about the planetary influences of the week.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And what a week we have. Well, we have a week every week. But this week, today, we are celebrating the new moon in Aries. So it's a double new cycle, I guess you could say. So a new moon is about new beginnings, and Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. So the beginning, it's all about beginning, starting something new. It's time for a change. Last week we celebrated the astrological new year. So again, more time for change. So if you think about it like this, it's like planting seeds, to birthing new ideas and starting afresh. Inspiration also can be residing somewhere just beneath the surface at this time. And because the moon, if you look up in the sky, you won't see it. It's a dark sky, which always represents the new moon. It's a good time to listen to your dreams and your inspirations. Pay attention to your intuition. So it's all about making a change. And give yourself ample space to listen to the little voice inside you. That's your subconscious speaking to you. And your subconscious is very potent around these moon phases, particularly with the new moon and the full moon. So pay attention to your dreams, as always, but sometimes more than usual. If you want to break a bad habit, this is the time to do it. Actually, this is a really good week to do it, because later on in the show I will be talking about that Jupiter square Pluto that's happening on Thursday. That's a great time to make changes, and sometimes not willingly, but I'll cover that just a bit later on. So this new moon tonight is in Aries, so it's all about new beginnings, and as I said before, this new moon could be the force behind some edgy impulses that need release. So previously, the past few days, we've had the moon in Pisces, so it's been a very restive period. And so, you know, we've, many of us had a quiet weekend with the moon in Pisces. Now with this new moon in Aries at a fairly early degree, it's about 7 degrees, many of us are ready for something exciting and new to begin. Because if you remember last week's show, and if you didn't tune into last week, be sure to go back to the archives on time and have a listen. I covered the show all about Aries. So the energy of Aries is all about movement, new beginnings, and getting things going and being brave, which does definitely fit in really well with this Jupiter square Pluto on Thursday, because we will need to be brave. With that sort of aspect, we will need to be brave. And the influence of Aries will certainly be giving us that courage. So many of us might be waiting for something to happen with this Aries new moon. Of course, it's marking energetic beginnings and fresh starts. We want some action. And we may be reacting, some of us, on a slightly aggressive level. So just watch that with the people around you, even a little bit temperamental. But Aries, on the flip side, even though it's a brave and courageous warrior, there is a temper there underneath. So many of us might be experiencing not our own temper, but maybe from someone else. Good use of this energy, because Aries is a fire sign, it's a cardinal sign. Cardinal means initiating, getting things going. It's a wonderful time, of course, because it's spring here in the Northern Hemisphere, a wonderful time to start an exercise program. If you need a jump start in that area of your life, now is the time to do it. As I said, Aries is very restless, wants to keep moving as a fire sign. So it's a great time for thinking about what you want for this year and going for it. And even working with group, leading a group is a great idea, because Aries is all about leadership. So if you have an opportunity to lead a group of people, seize the moment while you can. Also with this energy of the new moon in Aries, it's not a time to be thinking about details, although I say that, but on the other hand, Mercury is going to be turning retrograde soon. So it's always one thing or another with astrology. Sometimes there's just like competing energies. Aries wants to, with this new moon, and then last week's start of the new year, just wants to dive into something. But with this Mercury retrograde coming up soon, it's always important to pay attention to the details. So what can you expect with this Aries new moon? What area of your life will be impacted with this Aries new moon? Well, if you're an Aries, this is a great time to make a change to your appearance. Now, I say that with a little bit of caution, because Venus is retrograde, and as I just said, there's always something conflicting or competing with one astrological energy to another. So just the Aries new moon in itself, if you're an Aries, it's a great time to make a change to your appearance, but do it with caution or go back to something that you've tried before, because Venus is retrograde and Venus is in your sign, Aries. So if you're wanting to go back to, say, for example, you have long hair, you used to have short hair, you get your hair cut off, it goes back to how it used to be, that type of thing. Trying something that you've had before that works. If you're a Taurus, it's especially important at this time for you to pay attention to your subconscious, to your dreams, your intuition. It's a very karmic time for you, and particularly because Mercury will be moving into your sign at the end of the week, and it is part of a retrograde period and cycle. So for you, Taurus, it's really important to pay attention to the details, much as you'd like to dive into something. If you're a Gemini, for you, with this Aries new moon, it's about making new friends, joining new groups online, offline. If you're a Cancer, the focus for you with this Aries new moon is on your career. If you're looking to make a change or in any way, new job, new position, now is the time to start thinking about that. If you're a Leo, it's about travel. Thinking about travel or dealing with any sort of legality, maybe taking a course or a class, this is the time to do it. If you're a Virgo, the focus will be on shared resources, taxes, any sort of inheritance, insurance. Now is the time of the Aries new moon. If you're a Libra and single, this is good news for you because this could be the start of a new relationship, an important relationship. If you're attached, then the focus will be on your partnership, both your romantic and business partnerships. It's also a time for agreements. If there are any agreements to be signed or contracts, do it ASAP before the Mercury retrograde. We're already in the shadow of Mercury retrograde, but if you can do that before the 9th of April, sign any sort of contract, then that's for everybody, but particularly for Libra, then do it. If you're a Scorpio, it's a great time to focus on diet and fitness. If you're a Sag and single, lucky you, it's a time for romance and courtship. Particularly with that Venus in Aries, even though it is retrograde, so there's a double emphasis for you on romance and courtship and taking a risk and having fun. And if you're a Capricorn, the focus for you with this Aries new moon is on home and family. If you're looking to do any sort of renovation, this might be the time, or to make a move. If you're an Aquarius, with this Aries new moon, for you it's about communication, it's about the intellect, even short trips, siblings and neighbours. And finally, if you're a Pisces, the Aries new moon for you highlights money and possessions and your attitude towards finances in general. Now, on to Thursday, the Jupiter square Pluto. Where do I even start with that? I told you I'm already experiencing that energy already. Now, I'm using negative keywords because it's a square. A square means that two or more planets are 90 degrees apart, and a square is called a hard aspect. The other hard aspect is an opposition, and that's when two or more planets are 180 degrees apart or opposite each other. Typically, with a full moon in 2 weeks' time is when the sun and moon are opposite each other. That's probably the best known opposition that we have and regularly. So, Jupiter forming a square to Pluto. That's tough for everybody, particularly, and I really don't want to bring up the cardinal signs again because it sounds like that's all I'm talking about all the time, the poor old cardinal signs being hit by these harder aspects. And the cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra and Capricorn. So once again, these four signs are going to be affected more so, or anybody that has planets in cardinal signs are going to be more so morally affected by the Jupiter square Pluto. Now this, I said it's unusual, this aspect occurs about every 6 years, so it is unusual. I'll give you the dates now of when this cycle started, because typically with astrology, when you have an aspect, it doesn't usually just happen once, and that's due to the retrograde motion of the planets. And retrograde means that from our perspective here on Earth, the planets look like they're traveling backwards in their orbit around the sun. But that's sort of like an optical illusion. The planets don't ever travel backwards. They just appear to be traveling backwards because they slow right down. So the planets move around the sun in all different speeds. So retrograde means that it's slowed right down, so it looks like it is travelling backwards. So so that's why we get this aspect happening more than once, which is sort of normal. And so there are three exact squares during this cycle. And we're going to take a short break. After the break, I will explain and give you the dates of the cycle of Jupiter square Pluto. So stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatesPR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from Spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. And just before the break, I was talking about the Jupiter square Pluto aspect happening on Thursday. And I should just say excessive Jupiter forming a tense square to extreme or fanatical Pluto. Yes, doom and gloom. So the first square of the cycle occurred on November 24th, 2016. The second one is this week on Thursday, March 30th, and then the final one will be August 4th. So typically with planetary aspects, you always get three hits. So, and that's because of the retrograde motion. And as I said, this aspect happens every 6 years or so. So, so it's unusual and it's intense. And, you know, with this influence, things might not go quite as smoothly as we'd hoped or planned for. Many of us are driven because anytime I see Jupiter or Pluto together, I know there's a lot of ambition there, but because there's a square, it just makes it more difficult. So the drive to succeed is strong. And some of us might be feeling a little bit too confident with the Jupiter, but it seems that everyone might be getting in the way of our success. So we're ambitious, we're confident, but there's a block to getting to reaching the goal. Some people might get a little bit paranoid, so, you know, they're out to get us because we can't get to our goal, there's too many obstacles, maybe someone's putting the obstacles up in our way. It's sort of like conspiracy theory type of stuff. So some of us might not be able to put things into proper perspective with this influence. You know, small things might seem big and big ones seem minor. There's a little bit of confusion. And so it's important, though, with this confusion that might come about, that we sort of go with the flow. But the good news is that this square is in cardinal signs, so there is more of a chance that we can go with the flow rather than being in fixed signs where we're sort of stubborn and stuck. So Jupiter at the moment is in, actually it's retrograde in Libra, and then forming this square to Pluto and Capricorn. So it's a little bit more uncomfortable because the Jupiter is retrograde. So many of us might be fixing things from the past that might not even be something that we started. And I want to say more around relationships because Jupiter is in Libra, the sign of relationships. So it's sort of like wrapping things up from previous relationships really is the best way to think about it because, you know, it's a new moon today in Aries and also the start of the astrological new year last week. So we really need to wrap things up, particularly around relationships, mostly personal, but I'm looking at this Pluto in Capricorn, which is also business, long-term business planning. So it's important that when we're given another option that we go with it, that we be as flexible as possible because we might start to feel rigid and so it's time to let go instead of clinging on to something stubbornly and trying to direct a certain situation when we really should just go with the flow. We might need to learn how to accommodate under this influence and so it might be difficult because this is not an easy aspect. But, you know, with this influence of Jupiter square Pluto, control can be a really big issue. And if someone starts digging around in our business, we obviously, nobody likes that. But, you know, it might be good to look at the bigger picture and just, even though we don't want to pay attention to the details really are important. There's a lot of suspicion as well with this influence, Jupiter square Pluto. It's about suspicion, being suspicious. And maybe with some of us, you know, like we've got this house of cards and if someone blows hard enough, they could knock it down. So that's another concern. Issues over resources or potential lack of resources could be another issue with this aspect. So just remember that there's enough to go around because Jupiter is involved and Jupiter is a planet of excess, both for good and not so good. All righty, on Friday the 31st we have communication planet Mercury moving into Taurus. So the thing with this particular influence is Mercury is a little bit uncomfortable in Taurus. It slows it down, so it's important to think and act slowly. Don't just dive into something. We'll be forced to maybe redo it. Because this is Mercury's not turning retrograde on Friday, but April 9th it does turn retrograde in Taurus, and it continues to move backwards till it gets into Aries on April 20th, and then it continues the retrograde from April 20th through May 3rd, and that will turn direct in Aries, and then it will continue on and then move back into Taurus on May 15th. Did you catch all of that? It's always a little bit more complicated when a planet retrogrades back through two signs rather than one. And that seems to be happening a lot lately. It's no big deal. It's just bringing various energies, the back and forthing, that's called change of direction, and then change of sign. So you've got all these moving pieces going on. But on Friday, Mercury business communication moves into Taurus. And of course, everything depends on how these energies interact with the planets in your birth chart. Be sure to get a free birth chart on my website, theastrologer.com/chartwheel. And then you can see where your planets are and what signs and how you're being affected each week when I talk about the weekly planets. So when Mercury's in Taurus, many of us might find that our minds might operate a little bit more slowly and methodically. And we might be finding ourselves taking our time to thoroughly consider an idea, thinking through all the details before we make up our mind. We will have great mental focus, and many of us will be able to concentrate on the task at hand and see it all the way through to the end, because Taurus is a fixed sign, and the fixed signs love to get things done through to completion. That's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. So when Mercury's in Taurus, if we reach a conclusion, we might get so attached to it that we refuse to budge. That's the flip side of being able to see things through to the end, is we're not swayed off our course. Now, is that good or bad? Well, it could be either. But let's just say it's great. But let's not be too inflexible when Mercury is in Taurus, and particularly with, because it's part of this retrograde cycle. And some of us might even refuse to budge even when we are presented with convincing evidence. So mental stubbornness is the downside of Mercury in Taurus. So it's important during the next few weeks that we have a willingness to consider others' ideas and opinions. You just never know. People come up with great ideas, so let's not get too stuck and set in our ways. Also, another word that I think of when Mercury's in Taurus is pragmatic. And many of us will be less interested in abstract ideas and more focused on real-world concerns. Now, the other thing with Mercury in Taurus, finances could be a special area of focus with this influence, because Taurus is the sign, or one of the signs of money. Also, another thing, the energy of Taurus is very sensual. So Taurus likes to engage all their senses. So if you can do something very hands-on, that's a great release of this energy as well. So if you take a class in pottery or woodworking or sewing, gardening, any sort of other practical craft, that's a really great use of this energy, because Taurus, sometimes when I see a chart and somebody has a lot of Taurus influence in their chart, I always say, get out and garden and touch the dirt, touch the soil. If you're a Taurus or you have a Taurus in your life, typically Taurians, people with a lot of Taurus energy, are very good with plants. They have what I call a green thumb. So this is a wonderful use of this energy, especially when there might be frustrations around the Mercury retrograde in Taurus. It's good to get back to the basics. Also with Mercury in Taurus on Friday, common sense takes the lead at this time, and we'll be able to find workable solutions to old problems. With Mercury in Taurus, our speech could slow down, and our wits might be less quick than usual. It's good to be cautious with our words. And as I said, we might have a tendency to be very thorough in including all the details, which I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing at any time, but more so with this energy. Now, as I said, Mercury will be retrograding in Taurus on April 9th through the 20th, and then on the 20th it moves back into Aries until May 3rd. So when Mercury is retrograde in Taurus at that time, and we might be feeling the effects now because it's not going to be direct for very long, it moves into Taurus on Friday, the 31st, and then it retrogrades a week plus later. So it's really, many of us are definitely feeling the effects of the retrograde. It's what astrologers call the shadow period, and a shadow period of, let's just say, Mercury retrograde, but all the planets retrograde, they all have a shadow period. But particularly with Mercury, the shadow period is about when it moves into Taurus. On that note, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And of course, guess what I was talking about before the break? You guessed it, if you didn't tune in, Mercury retrograde. No, we don't have it right now, but Mercury will be moving into Taurus on Friday. And then, what is it, 9 days, April 9th, it turns retrograde. So some of us might be feeling the effects, more so when it moves into Taurus on Friday. And just before the break, I was talking about the shadow period of Mercury retrograde. So when Mercury will be retrograde in Taurus, and I will talk about that again in next week's show, our judgment might be a little off, and take extra care and caution with any sort of financial matter, because Taurus is one of the signs of money and business. So it's important that you maybe try and put off any sort of investment or major purchase. Oh, and of course, that's right, especially since Venus is retrograde as well. That's right. There's a week, that week period, like from the 9th through the 15th, when both Mercury and Venus are retrograde, and I will definitely talk about that in next week's show. Do not make any major purchases during that week. That's just astrology 101. So it's like it's important to not make any major purchases or big decisions at that time with Mercury and Venus retrograde. So tune in next week to find out more about that. So the other aspects of the week, this week, yesterday, Sunday, we had Mercury forming a conjunction to Uranus. So Mercury conjunct Uranus, both in Aries. So that affects everybody, of course, but more so the fire signs, Aries, Leo, and Sag. So with this sort of influence, Mercury conjuncting Uranus, our minds are definitely stimulated at this time. It's a brief transit, but it can be a little bit intense. Not, of course, as much as the Jupiter square Pluto, but, you know, everything might seem to be sped up, moving faster pace than usual. And many of us might be getting brilliant flashes of insight under this influence, and maybe refreshing and refreshing change perceptive influences going on. It's about thinking outside the box, really, this Mercury conjunct Uranus, coming up with innovative, futuristic ideas as well. And information might come to us from intuitive rather than academic sources. So unorthodox or even rebellious concepts suddenly appear, and independent thinking is most favoured when Mercury conjuncts Uranus. But there might be a lot of stimulation, and some of us might be buzzing with nervous energy with this influence. And even getting to sleep might be a challenge because we can't shut our minds off at this time. Also today, we have a new moon, and we also have Mars forming a sextile to Neptune. So Mars is currently in Taurus and Neptune is in Pisces. So this is a bit of a hazy, confusing influence. Anytime that Mars and Neptune connect in any type of aspect, it is a little bit confusing because the energies are so different. Mars is all about action and energy, and Neptune's more ethereal. So that's why some of us might be feeling a little strange or disconnected, and we're not quite sure why. Many of us might be more passive and responsive rather than assertive. And if this influence doesn't usually enhance physical energy or initiative, but we do have a lot going for us because we've got all that energy areas behind us as well. So we might be redirected, our attention might be redirected to more intuitive and dreamy, creative pursuits. Also, you know, we could be sensitive to unspoken language with the involvement of Neptune, and have an increased sense of compassion as well. There might be a time, the right time to offer some help to someone who needs it. We might take on champion the underdog. Also, charity, acts of service, donating our time and energy are all very effective ways to use this energy of Mars sextile Neptune. Oh, also, water, being near water, water sports, swimming, walking around a lake or at the beach. That's good as well because Neptune rules the ocean or the water. Particularly with this new moon, the moon controls the tides on Earth. Any sort of creativity will go well now, but it's important to stay focused and get plenty of sleep with this energy. On Wednesday, we have Mercury forming a trine to Saturn, so that's very good. Work flows effortlessly from our minds out to our industrious plans. Discipline and attention to detail pay off big time with really great results. I really do like this energy because these energies can be very opposing with Mars and Saturn. It's a great time to tackle any sort of administrative work because we feel much more organized with the involvement of Saturn and more efficient than usual. So Saturn's about structure and Mars is about doing stuff. So when those two energies come together, it's very good. You know, our perceptions are heightened under this influence. Our reasoning powers are keen. So we just get stuff done. So we've got a bit of a mixed bag this week when it comes to the planetary energies. And now moving right along to your weekly horoscope. So, if you're an Aries, your confidence soars as the new moon in your sign opens your eyes to new possibilities. Be very careful to stay on the right side of the law, however, especially at work. Don't be tempted with shortcuts or deals which are not above board. If you're a Taurus, you're exploring issues around spirituality, abundance, and guilt this week. You may feel saddened that you have so much while others have so little. Look into ways you can make a difference through charity work or by giving time and expertise. If you're a Gemini, a friendship may sour this week, especially where you disagree on ethical issues or principles. If this relationship has run its course, don't worry. There are strongly sociable energies around you. It's the right time to meet new like-minded people. If you're a Cancer, excellent job news is on the way, but it could bring complications for your closest relationship. Talk things over with your partner. Where there's a will, there's a way. Find a solution which lets you combine your ambitions and love. If you're a Leo, pay attention to the details. You may get the opportunity to travel this week, but if you don't plan carefully, this could turn out to be more of a curse than a blessing. Spend time joining the dots so that the bigger picture can emerge. If you're a Virgo, you're ready to move on from a past hurt and definitely ready to embrace new love. It's an interesting week for dating and for starting a new relationship, but do watch out for an ethical dilemma. Is your new love committed elsewhere? If you're a Libra, it's a joyous time for your love life with many sweet and tender moments on offer this week. However, someone within the family may disapprove of your relationship. Ignore them. This is very much their problem, not yours. If you're a Scorpio, a fresh sense of focus helps you get plenty done this week. Relationships with co-workers should improve too. Don't throw all that away with careless words, misplaced gossip or casual lies. Be careful how you communicate at work. If you're a Sagittarius, feeling reckless, the new moon stirs up impulsive energies in you, but it's vital that you avoid gambling with money you can't afford to lose. Emotional risks fare better than financial ones, but still be very sure what you're getting yourself into. If you're a Capricorn, if a certain family member is holding you back or hurting your life, you may have to cut those ties this week, even if only temporarily. Put your own interests first. It's not selfish, it's self-defense. Do what you need to do. If you're an Aquarius, it's all too easy to get away with a lie this week, but just because you can doesn't mean you should. Even if you think you'd be lying for the right reasons, deception is still deception. Think carefully before you bend the truth. And finally, if you're a sweet Pisces, a tumultuous week in your social life leaves you wondering who your real friends are. Disappointment and betrayal may hurt, but try to see the positive. It's better that you know now who you are dealing with. Your eyes have been opened. Da-da-da-da. Well, that's it for your weekly horoscope. And just to recap the planets this week, the headlines of the week are the new moon in Aries, all about new beginnings and new cycles. But remember, you have to finish things first before you can move on to the great new thing. We have Mercury moving into Taurus on Friday, which is the start of the shadow of the Mercury retrograde period. Mercury will turn retrograde April 9th, where it will continue through May 3rd. And it retrogrades through Taurus and Aries. And be sure to tune in to next week's show when I go in a lot more detail about the Mercury retrograde period and what it will mean for your sign. And then on Thursday, we have an unusual aspect. It's Jupiter square Pluto. This happens once every 6 years. So it's about excess and power, or not feeling like we have power or control in our lives and things coming at us in excess. So on that note, thanks for joining me, and be sure to tune in next week to find out about next week's planets. This is The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. Have a great week.